Well, good morning to all of you. I am so delighted that I have spent this weekend with you.
我很高兴, 这个周末跟大家在一起。
I want to thank Pastor Stephen and all the other staff for inviting me to come here.
我要谢谢志成牧师跟所有其他的人来, 请我来到这里。
But I also want to thank all of you for the blessing of worshiping with you today.
我要谢谢每一位能够跟大家一同的蒙福的敬拜。
My heart was very, very touched with all the beautiful music that was sung today.
我的心非常的受感动，听见这里很美妙的音乐。
I go home very, very encouraged because of being with you.
我回家的时候会很受到鼓励，因为这个周末跟大家在一起。
And I'm so glad that you have spent this weekend focusing on world missions.
我们很高兴在这个周末，我们的焦点在于全世界的宣教。
Your church obviously is very much a part of the world mission scene.
很明显的，你们的教会是在世界的宣教上是极度的参与的。
So let's take a look again at that passage of scripture that was read to you.
所以我们刚刚读的圣经，我们重新的再看一次。
We're going to look at that very last verse.
我们要看最后的那一节。
About Jesus being with us to the ends of the age.
就是耶稣与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
But before we begin, let us pray.
我们开始之前，让我们首先一同祷告。
Dear Father, we just pray that you will come and be with us at this moment to speak in our hearts.
天父，我们求你来到我们的当中，向我们说话，向我们的心说话。
Please keep all distractions away so that we can focus fully on your word.
求你把所有的搅扰能够拿开，叫我们能够真的看你的话语。
And as we also look at the world and the needs around it,
我们看见这个世界，看见各处的需要的。
Help us to know what our part should be in bringing people to Christ.
帮助我们能够知道我们的那个的部分，能够带人来归向你。Amen.
Amen. Well, two men went fishing.
有两个人去钓鱼。One
was an experienced fisherman.
有一个是有经验的钓鱼的人。The
other was not such an experienced fisherman.
另外一个不是。
The experienced fisherman, whenever he caught a big fish, he would put the fish in an ice chest to keep it fresh.
那个有经验的人，当他抓到鱼，就放在一个有冰的箱子里面。But
when the inexperienced fisherman caught a big fish, he would throw it back.
但是那个没有经验的人，他抓到一个大的鱼，他会把它放回去。The
experienced fisherman watched this happen all day.
有经验的人看见整天都这样子的发生。
And he was getting very frustrated with his partner.
他就真的很不知道为什么他这样子做。
He asked him, why do you keep throwing back the big fish that you catch?
他就问你为什么一直的把这个鱼放回去呢?
And the other fisherman said, because at home I only have a small frying pan.
那个没有经验的说，回家我家里的锅子太小了。
Sometimes we are like that fisherman. We don't see the big picture.
很多的时候我们就是好像那个钓鱼的，我们没有看见更大的图画。Our
view of the world is too small.
我们对世界的这个的观是太小了。Our
understanding of what God is doing in the world is too small.
我们对神在世界上要做的事了解的太小。Our
belief that God walks with us in this world is too small.
我们相信我们的信心，神与我们同在，这个信心太小了。We
just do not see the big picture.
我们没有看见那个大的图画。
We have too small of a frying pan.
我们的锅子太小。
But every believer since the time of Jesus Christ,
但是自从耶稣基督到今天，每一个相信他的人，
who have been sensitive to his spirit,
那个如果对他的灵是敏锐的话，
have joined him in his cause to take the gospel to the nation.
我们都一起的来，因为耶稣的呼召，我们把福音到世界的每一个角落。
And this church does that too.
这个教会也在这个方面在做。
I went on the internet to look at your website this week.
哦，这个礼拜我到了联网上看看这个教会的网页。
And I found a very wonderful vision statement.
我看见一个非常好的一个的意向的一个宣告。
It's a vision that focuses on winning the world for Jesus.
我们的意向是为了耶稣把世界赢过来。
Do you want to translate that into Mandarin?
it's right, that would be a little
bit. It's right. It's right here.
Okay. 这里说叫每一个洛哥教会的会员能够背起十字架来跟随耶稣，满足大使命，使万民做我们的门徒，使做耶稣的门徒，特别是是对于那些还福音还没到的那个的群体，我们借着祷告，借着奉献，借着差遣，我们装备人热心的来敬拜服侍为了耶稣，为了神的名，为了神的荣耀走去世界各地。
Praying,
祷告
giving,
奉献
going,
去
to make disciples,
在那边做为主营门徒
especially for, of the unreached,
特别是那些福音没有到的地方。
Your church has a wonderful vision,
这是一个非常美好的意象。
And what we need to do is see how God goes with us as we accomplish this vision.
我们要知道的就是神怎么样跟我们同在，叫我们能够完成这一个的使命。
It's not enough to have a vision.
单单有意向是不够的。
We must also have a passion.
我们也要有一个热情。
And we must base that passion upon what Jesus does for us as we go with Him.
我们也这个热情是要耶稣与我们同在才有的。
That passage of scripture that we read earlier.
我们刚刚读过的那个的经文
has a very wonderful promise at the very end of it.
那边在最后的时候有个非常好的应许。
Jesus said, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
耶稣说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
This is a promise that is for every single one of us.
这是为了我们每一个人的一个应许。
It is a promise on which Jesus will never renege.
耶稣是从来不会违背这一个的这个的应许的。
He gave it 2,000 years ago, and believers have believed it all these centuries.
两千年前他做了这个应许，在各个的世界、各个的世纪的里面，我们都相信。
This verse tells me that Jesus' personal, persistent presence goes with us.
这一节的圣经告诉我们，耶稣。长期的，而且很久的，与我们同在。
And that's why I like to call it the comforting clause of the Great Commission.
这是我要说这个是一个非常被安慰我们的大使命。
Earlier today we had a prayer time with your pastors.
今天更早以前我们有一个祷告的时间，所有的牧长。
And I love what your senior pastor prayed.
我们的主任牧师的祷告非常的好。
He said, "Not every member is qualified to go."
他说不是每一个人都是能够去的。
But every member is called to participate.
但是每一个的会员都是被呼召要参与这个事工。
And that means every single one of us in this room today.
这也就是说，在我们的当中每一个人都是这样。
The persistent.Personal presence of Jesus goes with all of us.
耶稣基督很久长久的同在是与我们每个人都同在的。
He helps us as we are in difficulty and danger.
他在我们遇到难处危险的时候帮助我们。
He might take us through difficulty and danger.
他可能带我们经过那个的难处那个的危险。
Or he might keep us out of difficulty and danger.
或者他保守我们，叫我们不经过这些的难处。
I don't know what your situation in life is that makes you reluctant to engage in the Great Commission.
我不知道今天在你个人的状况的里面有什么东西难阻你参与大使命。
But Jesus is asking us to commit to him.
耶稣叫我们委身于他。
And then he in return will commit this promise back to us.
他会为他会应许我们重新的应许我们。
So how is Jesus with us as we face the world task before us?
所以当耶稣怎么样与我们同在呢？当我们在世界上走的时候，他怎么与我们同在
？Jesus is with us as we face the challenges of the world today.
当我们面对这个世界的挑战，今天面对的时候，耶稣与我们同在。
So I'd like to take a survey of what's going on around the globe.
我想给大家看一看这个世界在发生什么事情。
And first of all, look at the challenges that are there for us as a church as we engage in the Great Commission.
第一个，我们要看见我们要去传福音的时候有什么样的挑战。
Let's start in the Middle East and North Africa.
让我们开始看见在北非、在中东发生的事情。
Here we find hundreds of millions of people under the oppression of Islam.
我们在那边看见有上亿的人在伊斯兰教的逼迫的底下。
Islam is a religion that believes on self-salvation.
伊斯兰教是相信是一个宗教，他相信自己能够救自己的。
Every Muslim is taught that they must save themselves.
每一个回教徒，他要相信他要自己救自己。
And therefore they work very, very hard to do their obligation so that Allah will receive them.
所以他非常的努力来要做一些的事情，以至于他们的神阿拉会接受他们。
When I was a professor at Moody Theological Seminary,
当我在 Moody 学校做教授的时候，
I took my world religion classes to visit religious sites in Chicago area.
我把我的世界宗教的这个课程到芝加哥很多的地方去。
When we got to the Islam mosque,
我们到了这个伊斯兰的那个回教的庙，
the imam sat us down in front of him.
那个负责的人跟我们坐在一起。
He pointed his finger at my students and said this.
他指着他的手指向我的学生指着他的手指，然后他这样子说。
Don't let anybody ever tell you that somebody else can save you.
你不要让任何的人告诉你有别人能够救你。
You must save yourself.
你一定要自己救自己。
In other words, he did not believe in the cross of Jesus Christ.
另外一句话就是他不相信耶稣基督的十字架。
Every Muslim must work very hard to save themselves.
每个回教徒他要非常的努力来自己救自己。
And as you look at the map that's on the screen at this time,
当你看见这个上面的地图的话，
you know it's a region of the world that's full of turmoil.
你看在这个世界上非常乱的这一段的地方。
Israel feels threatened by Iran and by the Palestinians.
以色列被觉得有危险，因为伊朗跟巴勒斯坦人在那个地方。
ISIS is in Iraq and Syria.
回教国家 ISIS 在伊拉克，在叙利亚。
Other rebel groups across Syria.
有其他的组也在叙利亚的地方。
Militants in Libya.
在利比亚有反叛的事情。
Hamas in Palestine.
Hamas 在巴勒斯坦的地方。
Taliban in Afghanistan.
在阿富汗有 Taliban.
All these people were fighting with each other.
这些人他们都彼此的来战争。
They do not know the Prince of Peace.
他们不知道和平之君。
They do not believe the Gospel of Peace.
他不相信那个和平的福音。
And therefore we find that all these people are justin absolute turmoil fighting each other.
我们就看见那边是非常的乱，在彼此的在征战。
This is an area of challenge for the church.
这是教会非常被挑战的一个的地方。
But I want to go to another area now, which is India.
我要去另外一个地方，就是印度。
1.1 billion people who are caught up in Hinduism.
那边有十亿的印度的人是在一个印度教的里面。
A ruthless caste system that puts people in different levels or strata of society.
是一个很狠的一个的等级的制度，把所有的人分成不同的等级。
Polytheism that is so rampant, there are millions of gods, they don't know who to worship.
那边有太多的神，有上百万的神，他们不知道谁他们可以敬拜。
Very degrading religious rites in order for them to appease gods.
他们有很多的仪式是要讨好他们的神的。
And human exploitation in all forms is rampant.
在那边人是被利用，用各样的方法被利用。
But what is even worse is that over 2,000 people groups are still unreached with the gospel.
在那边有两千个群体，人民群体福音还没有到。
Let's go to South America.
我们去南美。
Here's an area of the world that we do not hear much about in the news.
我们在新闻没有多听见他们的消息。
But so many people are in bondage of superstition and animism, even though they have a form of religion called Catholicism.
虽然有很多的人在迷信，在泛神论的底下，虽然表面上他们是说自己是天主教徒。
They are followers of Christianity by tradition, not by conviction.
他们是在传统上是跟基督教有关系，但是他们不是相信的。
And although they might not be violent people, they are people that do not have rest in their hearts.
他们虽然不是很多的不安，但是在心里面他们是没有办法得到安息的。
Let's go another place, Southeast Asia.
我们看东南亚的地方。
Here we see an area that is gripped by Buddhism and also by atheism and by communism.
在那个地方，我们看见这个地方是被佛教、被无神论跟共产主义一直在捆绑的地方。
Those are three philosophies that even deny that there is a God.
他们这一个共通点就是他们不承认有神。
They don't know that there is a God to believe in.
他们不知道有个神我们可以相信。
I have a daughter who's a missionary in Thailand.
我有个女儿在泰国做宣教士。
She says the hardest thing is to convince the Buddhists that God even exists.
对一个佛教徒最困难的是告诉他神是存在的。
A few years ago, I visited the Temple of Heaven in Beijing.
在很多年前，我在北京去天坛。
You probably have visited already yourself.
你们大概去过这个地方。
As I was standing there admiring that temple,
我在那个地方看见那个建筑非常的好。
Two businessmen from Shanghai came over to talk to me.
有两个上海人走过来，做生意的人走过来跟我。
They wanted to practice their English.
他们想要学英语。
So I said to them, "Isn't it wonderful that your ancestors had a concept of God and their temple represents their God?"
我就说，你们的祖先能够有对神有个观念，然后建这个东西来拜你们的神。
And they said, "Oh, that's just superstition."
他说那个就是迷信啊。
Nobody today believes that there's a God that we should worship God.
今天没有人相信有神，我们要敬拜神。
It shows you what kind of grip that atheism has on people.
你就知道这个无神论在人的心里面还是抓得很紧。
Let's go to one more area of the world.
让我们再看另外一个的地方。
Europe, as you know, used to be predominantly Christian.
欧洲在以前来说都是基督徒的一个的世界。
But now it is postmodern, post-Christian, and becoming post-relevant.
到现在是后现代，后基督教是。 基本上这些已经不存在。
Missiologist Patrick Johnstone calls it the prodigal continent.
在Patrick Johnstone他说，这个是一个浪子的一个地方。
Like the prodigal son that went away from his father, Europe has gone away from their God.
好像那个浪子离开了他的父亲。
We used to call Africa the dark continent.
我们以前叫非洲是那个黑暗的那个洲。
Now we must call Europe the dark continent.
现在我们叫的是欧洲是那个黑的洲。
Although it was one time Christianized, it seems like it was never evangelized.
它可能是被基督教笼罩了，但是。 福音没有到那个地方。
And so we see that the world from this vantage point looks like it's very, very needy.
我们从这个角度来说，这个世界是有很大的需要。
And you might be asking yourself, what does this mean to me?
但是你可以问，对这些东西对我有什么样的意义呢？
Jesus wants you to know that we must have a participation in this kind of a world.
耶稣要你知道，我们在这样的世界里面，我们一定要参与。
And although we might feel inadequate to address all the needs,
可能我们觉得我们没有足够的资源来满足这些的需要。
He is with us to the very end.
他要一直的与我们同在。
His presence goes with us, therefore we can act.
他能够与我们同在，以致我们能够有行动。
But let's take the look at the world from another perspective.
但是我们从另外一个角度来看这个的事情。
We also need to look at the opportunities and the open doors and the advances that are going on in the church in the world.
我们要看见那些已经开的门，那些的机会在世界的各地在产生。
There is another side to understanding the world that we never get in the news.
我们可以了解世界从另外一个角度，是新闻从来没有告诉我们。
But when we put the Bible and the newspaper together, we get God's perspective.
但是我们把圣经跟新闻放在一起的时候，我们从神的角度来看。
Let's start by talking about the country of South Korea.
让我们首先看见韩国。
Back in 1884, there wasn't any Christians or churches in Korea.
在1884年，在那边没有教会，在韩国没有教会，没有基督徒。
Now 130 years later, country is 30% evangelical Christian.
那个100多年之后，整个的国家三分之一是基督徒。
There is a large Christian population that's very enthusiastic for the gospel and world evangelism.
他们有很大的一群的人，他们对于世界的宣教，对于带人信耶稣非常的热情，非常的参与。
That little peninsula right next to China,
就在那个的半岛，在中国的旁边的那个半岛，
sends out over 24,000 full-time missionaries around the world.
在那边他拆了24,000个宣教士到世界各地。
Now, let us make a comparison so you understand that number.
我们稍微了解一下这个的数字。
If you take all the countries of Europe that send missionaries,
如果你把所有的欧洲的国家拆宣教士的那些的国家，
all the European missionaries are only 12,000 missionaries.
所有的欧洲只有12,000个宣教士。
Korea sends out twice as many missionaries as all of Europe.
韩国差遣了多一倍，比整个的欧洲多了一倍。
And if we were to look at the Philippines and Nigeria and Brazil, we would find much the same going on.
我们看菲律宾，看尼日利亚，看巴西，我们看见很多的事情是这样子发生。
But I'd like to move to Africa now.
我要请大家来看非洲。
Sub-Sahara Africa is the largest block of Christians in the world.
在撒哈拉的下面，那边是全世界最大的一个的基督教的群体。
Every day, including today, 20,000 new believers come to Christ in Africa.
每一天，包括今天，有20,000个人就在那个地方成为基督徒。
Take some countries such as Ethiopia.
好像埃塞俄比亚。
1960, only 1% were evangelical Christian.
1960年只有1%是福音派的基督徒。
Today is 20% evangelical Christian.
今天有20%。
Or take the country next to it, South Sudan.
隔壁的那个南苏丹。
1960, 5% evangelical Christian.
1960年只有5%。
Today is 70% evangelical Christian.
70%是福音派的基督徒。
And the same could be said of Nigeria and Ghana and Kenya and others.
我们可以说肯尼亚、尼日利亚几个的国家都是这样子。
The church is growing very, very rapidly all across Sub-Sahara Africa.
在那个地方，教会增长的非常非常的快。
But let's also take a look at the Muslim world.
我们再看那个回教的世界。
On the map, the Muslim world is all in green.
在我们的地图上， 就是绿色的那个的圈。
God is doing an astounding thing in bringing Muslims to Christ today.
神在带领回教徒成为相信他的人这件事上做非常奇妙的事。
In the last 20 years, more Muslims have come to Christ than in any other time in history.
在过去的20年，在历史上有很多的回教徒变成基督相信耶稣。
All the turmoil, all the rest, all of the war.
在那边很多的战争，很多的不安。
Is causing people to reconsider Islam.
是叫人家重新的考虑回教伊斯兰教。
And many of them have now turned to Jesus Christ.
很多他们就转向耶稣基督。
It is a very fertile place for Christian witness today.
在那个地方，我们做见证是一个非常肥育的一个地方。
One of the largest countries there is Iran.
在那边最大的一个国家就是伊朗。
1979, when the Shah of Iran was deposed, there was only 300 Christians.
在1979年那个时候的沙皇被赶走的时候，大概只有300个基督徒。
We believe today that there's about 500,000 Christians in Iran and outside of Iran today.
我们相信今天有50万的基督徒在伊朗跟在利克旁边的那个的地方。
I was recently at the International Church in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
我最近在马来西亚的吉隆坡那个地方的聚会。
Hundreds of internationals were in that church.
在很多很多的从全世界很多来的人在那个教会。
Many of them were Iranians who used to be Muslim, but now they are Christians.
当中有很多人是伊朗人，本来他们是回教徒，现在是基督徒。
Well, time does not permit me to talk about other parts of the world.
世界，我们没有时间来看世界其他地方所发生的事情。
Except one that we dare not forget.
我们有一个地方我们不能够忘记。
In 1949, when all the missionaries were expelled from China,
在1949年，很多的宣教士被从中国被赶出来。
It was said that there were 3 million Chinese Christians.
那个时候估计是基督徒有300万。
As you well know today, there's well over 100 million Chinese Christians in mainland China.
今天我们可以相信，可能有超过一的人是基督徒。
Maybe 8%, maybe 10% are Christians.
可能是8%，可能是10%。
That's more people than there are in the Communist Party.
这个人数比共产党的党员要多。
And as you well know, because you have ministry there, and Pastor Steve goes there often.
你大家知道，我们在那边有我们的事工。
The church is growing and the church is maturing.
教会在增长，教会在成熟。
And it is believed that by 2050.
我们相信2050年
the mainland Chinese church will have the largest mission force in the world.
在中国的教会会在全世界最大的人数最多的那个宣教的机构。
And they will be the strongest financiers when it comes to money into mission.
他们对于宣教的钱也是会最强拥有最多的。
God is doing a wonderful thing all across China.
在中国神做全部的中国我们看见神都在做奇妙的工作。
And maybe because of that movement, you are here today.
也可能是因为有那个的事你们今天在这里地方。
Historian Mark Knoll has said this.
历史学家 Mark Knoll 他讲过这样子的话。
He says, this Sunday, right today.
他说这个的主日就是今天。
More Christian believers are attending worship in China than all of Europe.
在基督徒在中国崇拜比整个的欧洲要多。
More Anglicans are attending church in Kenya, South Africa, Tanzania, Uganda than Anglicans in Great Britain, Canada, and US.
有更多的英国的圣公会的基督徒在肯尼亚在南非在坦桑尼亚在乌干达聚会比在美国在英国更多。
This Sunday, more Presbyterians are worshiping in Ghana than in Scotland where Presbyterians began.
这个礼拜天有很多的长老会的基督徒在 在甘纳在非洲敬拜比在苏格兰更多。
This Sunday, more members of the Brazil Pentecostal Assemblies of God are worshiping than all the Pentecostals in North America.
这个礼拜天有更多在巴西的五旬节会的人在敬拜比在美国更多。
This Sunday, the churches with the largest attendance in England and France have more black congregations than white congregations in London.
今天在伦敦最大的教会里面有最大的部分是黑人在敬拜神。
They have come from Africa and Caribbean, and they're larger than the white people that are worshiping in England.
他们从非洲去，从加勒比海去，比在英国的人要多。
The largest church in Europe is in Kiev, Ukraine.
最大的欧洲最大的教会是在乌克兰的 Kiev.
It is pastored by a Nigerian Pentecostal pastor.
那他的牧师是个从尼日利亚的。五旬节的宗派去。
This Sunday, the largest church in the world, which is in South Korea,
这个礼拜天，全世界最大的教会
just finished their eight back-to-back services.
他们刚刚完成了八个连续的敬拜聚会。
They have a membership of 700,000 people.
那会员有70万。
That's one church.
就是一个教会。
I know it. I've been there.
我去过这个地方。
I started the first worship service, 6 a.m.
我开始第一个崇拜六点钟，早上六点钟。
That's amazing. And there's other large churches in Korea as well.
其他有很大的教会也都是一样。
However, the needs of the world continue to be great.
但是世界的需要也一直的在增加。
In this 1 hour that we have been here in this service,
我们在这里坐了一个小时。
15,000 new babies were born.
一共有15,000个小孩子在这个小时出生。
15,000 new people that need the gospel.
有15,000个新的人需要福音。
Why we sat here today in 1 hour, 6,000 people died.
我们坐了一个小时，6,000人死。
Did they die knowing Jesus Christ or not?We don't know.
这人是不是相信认识耶稣我们不知道。
But it is the purpose of a conference like this at this church.
但是我们在这里有这样子的聚会。
To make sure that the good news of salvation goes to every people, tribe, tongue, and nation.
我们盼望的就是耶稣基督的好消息能够去到每一个地方。
And so I want to leave you with this.
我要留给大家的是这个的想法。
Jesus is with us as we consider our own personal challenge to commit ourselves to the Great Commission.
当我们考虑我们个人在福音、在使命上委身的时候，耶稣与我们同在。
He is looking for each and every single one of us to engage in the Great Commission.
他看着我们，要我们每一个人都参与在这个大使命的事工。
And although you might feel inadequate to do that,
可能你觉得你自己不能够做这个事情。
Remember the promise of Jesus, His personal, persistent presence that goes with us.
你记得耶稣的应许是他自己很久、长久与我们同在。带我们一起去。
He can help all of us do more.
他能够帮助我们每个人做得更多。
We can give more.
我们能够奉献更多。
We can pray more.
我们能够祷告更多。
We can even send people more.
我们能够差更多的人去。
Maybe we need to go more.
可能我们要自己去的多一点。
The presence of Jesus is with us, so it's not just us doing it. He goes with us.
耶稣基督的同在与我们在一起，不是我们单单我们去，他与我们同去。
Jesus is asking for this.
耶稣在这里要的是这个。
He's asking for some to be senders and others to be sent one.
他说有些是被差遣的，有些是差遣人家去。
Some to give their lives, others to give up their resources.
有些要把生命给出去，有些把他的资源给出去。
Some to do the work, others to support the work.
有些要去做那个事，有些去支持那个的工作。
Some to be on the front lines, others to be in the background.
有些在前线，有些在后方。
Some to go, others to stay, so that those that do go can go.
有些去，有些留在这里，因为要去的，就能够去。
None of us get an exclusion.
没有一个能够说我是例外。
Hudson Taylor once said this.
戴德森曾经这样子说。
The Great Commission is not an option to be considered. It is a command to be obeyed.
这个大使命不是一个我们考虑的选择，是一个使命要我们服从的。
Now the commands of Jesus are seldom easy to obey.
耶稣基督的命令不是很容易遵行的。
And taking Jesus' love to hard and difficult places might even be more difficult.
把耶稣基督的爱带到一些硬、一些不愿意的地方，可能是更困难。
On one level, it takes a combination of a willingness, determination, and faith, and even risk-taking to personally cross over into other cultures to take the gospel.
在一个的层面上，我们需要有一个愿意，有一个决心，我们要有信心，愿意冒险，才能够把福音带到一些不同的地方。
On another level, it might be just staying right where we are.
可能在另外一个层面，这个意义就是说，叫我们就在这个地方。
Helping those others who are going to other places.
去帮助一些他要被差遣到别的地方去的。
We need to be rendering support services through committing to prayer and finances and material and technical support. All those things that these people need.
我们要在这个地方给他们一些的帮助、祷告、奉献、帮助他们物质上的一些的需要。
Taking Christ's love to hard and difficult places will take you down one of those two paths.
当我们把耶稣基督的爱要把它带到一些不愿意的地方，可能带我们走这两条路的其中一条。
So let's return to the words of Jesus.
从我们回到耶稣讲的话。
I am with you always, even to the end of the age, says Jesus.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We need to take him at his word and believe that he will help each one of us do this.
我们要相信他所讲的，相信他会帮助我们每一个人。
Our will and our willingness to be involved must be centered on this promise from Jesus himself.
我们的愿意参与一定要的焦点要是在耶稣基督。
If we first say, Jesus, I am willing to do this with you,
如果我们首先说耶稣，我愿意在这个世上与你同工。
He in return will say this to us.
他会告诉我们说。
Then I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界。
And so let us be knowledgeable about where we are to fish.
所以让我们能够知道我们在什么地方来下网。
Throw away your small frying pans.
把你小的那个锅把它拿走。
And look at the big picture and ask Jesus how we can be better part of it.
我们看见这个的图画，然后我们问神，问耶稣说，我们能够在这个图画的里面是哪一个部分。
And he will be most pleased if we do.
他会很乐意的来告诉来。
Let us pray.
让我们一同的来祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this instruction from Jesus.
父神，我们为了耶稣基督所教我们的，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this promise that comes directly from His lips.
我们为了耶稣基督的应许，从他口所讲出的应许，感谢你。
We thank you for the promise of the personal, persistent presence.Of yourself.
我们为了耶稣基督，他愿意个人的，愿意很久的与我们同在，我们感谢。
Dear Lord, please help us to apply it to our own lives.
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们能够应用在我们自己的生命的里面。
And determine how we can best engage in your task of winning the world for Christ.
让我们决定我们能够怎么样来参与你要赢取世界的这一个的计划。
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督名，阿门。